Boop, 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 boop. It's amazing how you miss sounds, certain sounds, but then they're also really, really familiar. It sort of transports you back to a place before you stopped. And in my case, before I stopped using Audioboo. And I didn't just stop using Audioboo on purpose. Or did I? Maybe I did a little bit. I really liked the HTML5 animation that SoundCloud had, and the embed worked better on the site. But in terms of feature set community, they're totally different communities. It's more of a music sharing artist kind of environment on SoundCloud, where on Audioboo it's all community. And I haven't really been part of it for a long time, but I keep on seeing little bits and pieces of people signing up, almost like they get it now kind of thing, after 6 or 12 months since we've all been early adopters on these things. It's quite interesting to see the new influx of people and the excitement and the different usage also, you know, the sort of normalization, I guess, of... am I talking into the right end? Haha! The normalization of social media or making content. So, it's 11:33. I'm in Cellar 54, cellar54.tv. Used to be called Fibercamp. We renamed because I put a line in the sand after the whole Twitter deal and all of that sort of stuff. I literally just said, right, okay, last 7 years, done. Line in the sand, let's do something. Let's take it to the next level. Let's go and do what we were planning to do with the studio. Just started back at the gym as well today. It's induction day, 10 o'clock. And I guess I've really fired up this Audioboo to say how going to the gym is cool in terms of exercise and getting that sort of blood pumping for what I normally do, about 30 to 45 minutes. And I know I've got to do more. But today, I just worked up enough sweat to make me walk to the subway and then walk back to the studio. So I really defeat the whole object today. Probably burnt about 250, 300 calories, and now I'm eating it again. But I feel like it's something to work on. I feel pretty chuffed that, you know, this gym membership came out of the YMCA 12-week program thing. I had no idea that was going to be the case. So I feel pretty buzzed that I've got a year's access here. And I'm going to do my utmost to go there every day between 10 and 12. Or in the afternoon even. Depends if we've got a client in the studio or not. I'm out with a client this afternoon over in Leicester way. I've got to ring half an hour ahead of time because he has to open the electric gates and put the dog away, both for my own safety, he said, which sounds very ominous. But I've got to record a little testimonial video today. If you haven't spoke to me or haven't seen me for a long time and you don't know what I've been up to, go and check out cellar54.tv. It's where we're sort of putting together weekly shows and building up this whole idea of a web TV station where we can just drop in and make audio podcasts and videos, and also occasionally allow people to make their own stuff in this space. We're bringing online a whole bunch of new shows as well. And one of the ones that I'm really excited about is eBay Queens, which is an idea stolen from 40-year-old Virgin, where there's a woman who sets up an eBay shop and gets people to drop stuff into that eBay shop and then sells it. So we're going to see how that goes. I'm looking to get two fashion students who really have a profile or a brand already on the web and want to do something a bit different, a bit quirky, and maybe sort of record it once a week, do a live hangout with them, sort of all the bits they've got to sell. And if anybody's interested, they can sort of go onto the eBay site and we can sort of do live bidding, or I don't know. But it's an experiment, as most things are. Other than that, getting all prepared for RVSX, hashtag RVSX, at the start of March. Trying to get funds together, more advocacy work. Fiverr and People Per Hour has actually started to pick up, which I'm really happy about. I've also got a piece in a newspaper, a nationwide newspaper. We're having a chat next Tuesday about that. So it's all go, really. It's all go. I want to go down to Torquay next week as well, but it's like 150 quid. £100 quid for the train and then like 40-odd quid for the Airbnb that I wanted to stay at. So it's all a bit up in the air just for an evening. I don't know, sometimes, you know, that those kinds of things have value to it, and sometimes the randomness of it makes up for it. What else do I need to tell you? Working on the shows. Oh, I've had a plugin made for WordPress, and if it works out pretty well, then I'm going to start working with this guy full time to make some of the plugins that I've always wanted to make for aggregating and backing up and all sorts. That's it, really. 12 o'clock, I'm talking to Phil Sorrell from Social Hiking, and then heading out about 2 o'clock-ish, half one, 2 o'clock, to go and see this client. And then back in later on, I think, to catch up on Fiverr gigs and shows and such like. So I just want to say hi. Hope you're doing well out there and wherever you are today. Stay safe. Be good. Kiss your children. Be good. Kiss your children. And yeah, I'll catch up with you soon. Hope you're all well. Oh yeah, Valentine's Day as well tomorrow. So tomorrow I will be celebrating Valentine's Day on my own as a single man. And I'm cool with that. And I'm going to buy myself a M&S dinner for two and eat both portions. Just so you know. I'll catch up with you soon. Bye.